You are onto SER Brekkie, and it is a Friday, so of course it is time for the week that was. We are joined by Anthony. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Marlene. How's it going?
Good, good. It has been quite a week, hasn't it?
It's been a crazy week, as always. It's trying to work out what to talk about. Look, I want to talk first about Chuggy. Now,
okay.
Have you heard about this term Chuggy?
No.
Look, it's been occupying some people's time online the last few days. Now, Chuggy is a Gen Z term.
Okay.
It's kind of like a put down for millennials or people who are out of touch. They're Chuggy.
It's like the OK Boomer version.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's the Gen Z putting down millennials, which is I love this because as a Gen X, I've been owned a few times by millennials over the years. So the circle has been completed.
Mm-hmm.
It's now millennials' turn to be Chuggy.
Okay.
Yeah. So the reason why I bring up Chuggy is there's something about Australia, fundamental about Australia, that's very Chuggy at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's being an Australian citizen and the rights that come with being an Australian citizen. It's so, so Chuggy.
Yeah.
Yes. If you're in India right now, you'd be feeling very Chuggy.
Yeah, I can imagine so.
You know, if you're Julian Assange, you'd be feeling pretty Chuggy. If you happen to be a journalist, an Australian citizen and arrested in China, you'd be feeling very Chuggy at the moment. So the Australian government has made the value of being an Australian citizen a pretty worthless thing at the moment. And I think it's something worth pondering. You know, whilst I think a lot of Australians feel very secure having our borders locked down to this extent.
Yeah.
What's really missing in all of this is the empathy, but also the understanding of the rights and privileges of being an Australian citizen. So if you are overseas and you find yourself in harm's way, in the old days, pre-Chuggy, you would have expected a certain level of support and protection, which is now completely missing. Now, this is, of course, blown up for the Morrison government. Morrison government, I got a feeling they thought they were on a bit of a winner with this one, but... And they're now wildly backpedaling on this. But the precedent's been set. Australian citizenship rights are now virtually worthless unless you happen to be in Australia.
Yeah.
And then they're really valuable if you happen to be in a marginal seat, as we've found out.
Yeah. I mean, it's especially when you look at what other countries, like when you're talking about the situation in India at the moment.
Yeah.
Other countries have a very, I guess, different version of how they have dealt with it. You know, they might have banned certain travel, but I feel like most
areas haven't criminalized returning.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing. And you know, the Morrison government has this week tried to put the blame back on the media and say it's the media's fault. It's all in their press releases. And it's sort of textbook 101, look how tough we are kind of stuff. But yes, you know, look, America hasn't done anything like this. Yes, borders have been put up, but at the same time, they have not been put up to the point where being an Australian citizen and trying to return to your own country is a criminal act. And I think this is Australia's boat policy basically now infiltrating its way throughout all policy.
Yeah.
we now have become so distrustful of the other that being Australian and being overseas now makes you somebody to be feared. So it's a terrible situation. But there you go. Australian citizenship is Chuggy.
Yep. Okay. That's definitely. Yeah, that's
the week that was.
That's the week that was.